Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited Q1 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Stanford. Good evening to all. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, we welcome you all to the Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Q1 FY22 earnings call. We are glad to host the management from Kirloskar Ferrous today. We have their MD, Mr. Gumaste, sir, and we have their CFO, Mr. Srivatsan sir, with us. So, without taking much of your time, I'll hand over the call to Gumaste, sir, for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sahil. Good evening, all of you, and I welcome all of you for the conference call, quarter one results of Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited. I hope every one of you are fine and healthy, and request all of you to take care. Let me start with quarter one sales. Sales for the quarter one is 823.84 crores, as quarter one of last year was badly affected because of COVID-19-related lockdowns. Sales were pretty low. If I compare with quarter four, which was reasonably improved quarter, sequentially, we have a sales growth of 10% from 749.69 crores to 823.84 crores. This also because of productionization of newly acquired Hiriyur plant, which is a pig iron plant. Coming to the profit, PBT, profit before tax, stands at 186.35 crores, an improvement of 9% over the fourth quarter, which was at 170.97 crores. PAT stands at 139.29 crores against 135.44 crores Q4 last year. We have also improved upon the EBITDA, which stands at 213 crores for the quarter against the fourth quarter EBITDA of 197 crores. Both are approximately 26% EBITDA. Coming to the production, pig iron hot metal production was at 139,000 metric tons. During this quarter, both blast furnace 1 and 2 at Koppal, we had taken up for the robogunning or the refractory repairs. Hence, we had production loss both in blast furnace 1 and 2 for 1 week each. However, we have full production coming from Hiriyur plant for 3 months. So, the overall production has gone up to 129,000 metric tons. And with respect to castings, we have a production which has come down slightly compared to last quarter. Last quarter, we were at 30,839 metric tons, and this time it is 28,000. We had a sluggish month in the month of April and May. The sales of pig iron for the quarter is at 117,681 metric tons against the last quarter, 103,244 metric tons. Casting sales during the quarter was at 27,282 metric tons against 28,600 metric tons. There is an increase in the Pigeron sales by 14% overall and drop in the casting sales by 4.6%. However, sales realizations have improved in case of castings by 3.9 rupees per kg from 99.5 rupees per kg to 103 rupees 50 paise per kg. In case of Pigeron, sales realization has gone to 40,000 against 37,000 rupees per metric ton in the last quarter. Overall, capacity utilization, Koppal Pigeron plant is at 93%. Hiriyur Pigeron plant utilization for the quarter is at 102%. And all the foundries put together, the capacity utilization is at 76%. And the demand for the casting continues to be strong, except the month of April and May. June onwards, so once again, the demand from the tractor industry has picked up, and the current month and the immediate next month, we see good demand for the casting for the tractor industry. Also, commercial vehicles, compared to the initial first 2 months, there is a pickup in the casting sales and demand from the auto industry as well. And also deemed export casting demand has also picked up considerably compared to the beginning of the year. We remain strong on sales as we are getting into the quarter two, mainly with strong demand from tractor industry. The total employee-related expenditure remains at 3.6%, same as last quarter of last financial year. Our borrowing remains under control. We have reduced borrowings compared to the last quarter. We are at 178 crores and 100 crores of working capital against 203 crores first quarter and last year. Now coming to the projects in progress, we are continuing with all the projects. Basically, as you know, we have decided to go for Cocoon Phase 2 to take the capacity of the Cocoon from 2 lakh metric ton per annum to 4 lakh metric ton per annum, and power plant from 20 megawatt to 40 megawatt. We have started the project and continuing with the investment. Blast furnace 2 upgrade project, also we have started the implementation. And we expect that towards the end of the calendar year 2021, we will be able to take the blast furnace to stoppage and complete the upgradation to 300 meters. Yeah, sorry, I got disconnected. I was just telling about the blast furnace 2 is also the project of upgrading blast furnace 2 is also in progress. We are also starting the project for pulverized coal injection. Hiriyur sinter plant project is also under implementation, and we expect commissioning by the end of first half of this year. Solapur foundry project work has also started to install in the new foundry, and the project is expected to take 1 year. Other projects in capacity utilization improvement in both the lines in Koppal, as well as infrastructure improvement projects, including the expansion of the machine shops, is in progress, and overall, we have in capital outlay of about 700 crores to take all these projects forward, and they are. Yeah, I've just completed my introductory speech. I would now request you to kindly open for the question answers.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star, then one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star, then one. The first question is from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and very hearty congratulations for such a good performance during this very tough time also. Sir, my question is related to this new logo, and we are talking about limitless and customer centricity. So internally, you always do your best to produce best quality products. What externally this will change, and how do you see this change thought process and strategy?
Yeah, I think thank you very much, Sunil, for this question. I think today in the AGM also, Chairman explained about the vision. We are looking forward with the new branding, with the new logo, and with the new tagline of limitless. I think it's very, very important that we move ahead with the time, and we will have to revitalize our businesses. And what we are looking at is refocus on customer centricity and also harness the limitless potential and look for offering limitless opportunities to the people and also look to touch limitless customer touch and customer service. And as you know, KFIN, we will definitely look at repositioning that we are always focused on working and putting our best efforts in what is key to customers. I have spoken about it earlier that our focus is on what is key to customers, and we would like to deliver those products and services in a better way and bring the refocus on customer centricity. Also, it is very, very important that this is the challenging time, and it is also a time where things are changing. We would like to also change, and we look forward to revitalize our organizations to offer limitless.
Great, sir. Sir, my second question is your larger view on strategy and your thought process regarding this external opportunity, which is we hear from a lot of the companies that so many Western world and European companies will not work in terms of development on IC engine. So that can become a very big opportunity for companies like India and companies like Lashkar Ferrari, who is master of producing very high precision but heavy casting, and we can be a very big global supplier. So what is your thought process on this?
I think what you are saying is perfectly right. Opportunities are going to open up and increase. Certain markets may close, but that may open the opportunity and the markets for us. It is for us to.
We take the next.
Sunil, are you online?
No, sir. Mr. Kothari has left the queue. You may ask Chetan, and we'll move
on. Okay. So I can go ahead with the next question.
Okay, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star, then one. The next question is from the line of Govindlal Gilada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving the opportunity. Good evening, sir. I got a couple of questions. First one is on raw material average prices. I want to know coking coal and iron ore for quarter four average and quarter one average, and what is current prices are prevailing.
See, as you know, the coking coal prices have moved up, and I don't remember exactly what was the last quarter and now, but the current prime coking coal prices are in the range of $240-$245, and they have been going up in the last 3 months on regular basis. Even the iron ore prices have moved up from a level of 5,000 rupees per metric ton, and I think they have already gone to a level of 8,000 rupees per metric ton. And but we always have, especially the coal inventory of almost 3 to 4 months, and either they are in the port or on the ship or at our plant. So the usage and the ordering, there is a gap of almost 2 to 3 months. Hope I answered your question.
Okay. This coke oven 2, what kind of capex we are incurring, and what saving we will be having, like coke oven 1, what we have done, same saving we will have for coke oven 2 because it is similar.
Yeah, I think with respect to power generation, it is similar. Power consumption depends on our power requirement. In addition to usage in copper, we are looking at the possibilities to use it in Hiriyur and Solapur as well. And with respect to coal to coke, we will have self-reliance, and we will also get the good quality coke, which full quantity will go directly from coke oven through belt conveyors into the blast furnaces. So we'll have some advantage for the full quantity instead of 60% quantity in terms of reduced handling losses and fines generation. So we will have similar benefits on level one, but we are already partly getting it converted from others and taking some benefit, but there will be different benefit arriving for phase two compared to phase one.
So what kind of capex we are putting for this phase two, sir?
About 250 crores.
And for stage one, how much we have put?
375 crores.
375 and 250, almost same infrastructure we are putting in phase two with less capex.
Some facilities we created while doing phase one. Like bunkers and conveyors, they're all done in phase one. But the ovens and the charging cars we are adding.
So now raw material prices have gone, so total impact has come for our price increases for costing, or we are going to take further price increases?
So in terms of costing prices, they are quarterly mechanisms and also negotiated settlements, which are happening every quarter. That is applicable to the castings, whereas the pig iron depends on the, it is a market price, and that depends on the market demand supply, and any price increase, it depends on the market condition.
I hope, sir, because prices have gone up, so next when we renew our quarterly contracts, so some price increase we will take to compensate this raw material price increases.
There have been already price increases quarter to quarter happening from April also, from July also. Already they have happened. I just mentioned, if you see from first of April, there is an increase of approximately 4 rupees per kg.
4 rupees first of April, that is the only price increase you have taken? Again, recent any price increase?
No. We have taken, our raw material price cost increases of the order of 14 rupees, and we have also taken similar increases. It depends from customer to customer. A number of increases have happened over the last one year.
No. Net, what I want to understand is, versus Q1, Q2, we will have more average realization for casting, sir, net?
Yeah. You are right.
Some tentative, sir, how much per kg? Any tentative?
Actually, the cost increase is of the order of another 4 rupees per kg.
Okay. Similarly, we'll pass on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Last question is, sir, next few years, any our CapEx plan, anything you can guide on that, next three, four years, what kind of CapEx we are planning?
I just now explained the next two-year CapEx, which is of the order of 700 crores.
2 years, 700 crores. I see. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in queue if I got.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations for a very good performance in the casting side, sir. Even in times when the CV sales were huge and production were muted, you've tried to maintain your volume, sir. My question is more related to the RM cost, sir. The raw material cost, sir.
Okay.
As and when the new coking coal prices come into our raw material cost, sir, what kind of impact would we see? I mean, the coking coal prices have risen by almost $80-$100 from $130-$140 levels. All that would completely come in our cost? Would our spread compress by almost $100? Or how much hit can we expect from coking coal, sir?
We were at the blended coal price of about $110-$120, and now it's going to $210. About $100 is the increase in the input cost as far as the coal is concerned. The proportionately, there will be increase in the cost of coke.
Okay. We are also doing some blending, right, sir? That should lower the overall impact, sir?
Yes.
We are also doing blending of coal, right, sir? Would that lower the overall impact?
Increase in the blended cost only.
Okay. Got it, sir. My next second question is regarding the AGM that I attended this morning, sir. We have disclosed in the AGM that we'll be looking to venture into newer products, into castings and also casting out of the iron casting segment. Do we have any plans right now, and what kind of products are we looking at, sir?
No, I just mentioned that in addition to the auto industry and tractor industry, we are also exploring the other, like diesel engines and also earth-moving equipment. There are customers who are already on board, and we would be looking at expanding the volume in those kind of castings.
Okay.
Which will have longer life than the smaller engines. Whereas the bigger engines, whether it is heavy commercial vehicles or it is
tractor and earth moving equipment, they are likely to have better life, and we can expect that those engines will continue for next 15 or more years.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks. My line was disconnected. Sir, so again, on this external opportunity because of this IC engine related matter, and I'm combining this point with, say, sir, during last 1 or 2 years, what type of new products, new customer you got? Any other similar or maybe different type of products you must be developing for newer customer? So if you can qualitatively talk about the newer opportunity, it will be very helpful.
No, one thing, if you look at the opportunities, I agree with your view that when change is happening, certain geographies of the world, for us, the demand pickup is likely to come, and we are keeping all the options open. When it comes to heavy commercial vehicles, tractors, or earth moving equipment, many customers and many sectors are opening up. And if not the passenger vehicles, but other casting requirements, as of now also it's demand continuity is there. And we are looking at exploring more and more into those areas so that we can continue to service our customer over the next decade or so.
Mm-hmm. And sir, currently also in this very challenging environment, we were supplying and producing almost 10,000 tons casting per month. So given the demand pickup, which everybody is expecting, will you be able to produce how much per month? Maybe 13, 14,000 is feasible, maybe in near term before this new foundry comes.
Before the new foundry comes, our usable capacity is 12,500 metric ton per month.
Okay, that much you can produce.
It won't be straightforward available. We will have to debottleneck certain areas like fettling, finishing, logistics, and we are in that process. And we expect that we should attempt 12 to 12,500 metric ton per month, reaching that level within next 1 year time before our new foundry joins.
All right. Great. I wish you all the best. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sunilji.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Seth from Quest Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations, sir, on good set of numbers.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
So coming to this casting business, we are doubling we are increasing capacity by one third, which will be available at 2022-23. So how this new line will be the different than the existing line, and what new type of customer will be able to service out of this new line?
We are setting up this line because two of our customers have new requirement, and that new requirement will at least have a life of 7 to 8 years, and the two customers will occupy at least 50% capacity.
Okay.
And balance 50%, we can utilize it for servicing the other customers who are not fully serviced today.
Okay. When we are talking of developing for high earth, earth moving as well as very high HCV. So when we likely to see those products, I mean, starting commissioning, and how the profitability of those product will be the different than the existing one?
No, I think, if you see, a decade back and today, we have already transformed. All of you have seen how we have transformed, and new customers have got added, and new products have got added, like all the auto components are Euro 6 today. And when we are adding new customers, new castings, or existing customers, new castings, it is definitely there is a blend of new products or new castings, as well as continuity of the existing customers with upgrade, but increased volume. So it's a combination of both. There is a demand from our existing customers to supply more castings, and it is our obligation to meet their requirement and supply more castings to them. Hence, the creation of quality capacity for meeting the customer requirement is a necessity, and hence we are increasing our installed capacity.
And this price realization for this earth heavy vehicle or earth moving equipment, or from the Solapur new foundry, price realization will be higher than the existing, or it will be in the same range?
No, always, it is the efforts to increase the realization.
Okay. Okay. Sir, I'm coming to this expansion of this mini blast furnace, as well as coke two plant with pulverization of coal injection and sinter plant at Hiriapur. So how much CapEx are we doing, and what kind of a benefit we envisage out of this whenever it will be totally commissioned? In FY23, benefit will be available, starting from FY23, benefit will be available.
No, I think it's very important that benefits will be available almost immediately after commissioning. Maybe stabilization period of 1 or 2 months is required quite often. If we are commissioning sinter plant by end of September, we can expect November, December onwards, the benefit of sinter plant in Hiriapur. For example, we are towards the end of the calendar year. If we take up the upgradation of blast furnace 2, a similar benefit like what we are getting in blast furnace 1 with increased output would be available for MBF 2 also, from March or April 2022. So all these projects, when we complete and commission, after the stabilization period, we get the benefits. And all along, as you have seen, we have been able to produce full and also market and sell the product. So we hope to complete these projects as planned in the coming 12 to 18 months, and also bring the increased production, sales, and growth in the top line as we commission these projects one by one.
This pulverization of coal injection will reduce the coke consumption by what percentage?
No, depends on what kind of products we make. If we are making foundry grade, pig iron, we can replace up to 80 kg of coke by coal. If we are making steel grade, we can replace even up to 150 kg of coke by coal.
So are we, sir, manufacturing currently this steel grade pig iron, and what is the opportunity for export opportunity for that?
Yeah, I think one is we are seeing the possibility of export opportunities, but always it's a better opportunity for the port-based companies than the interior companies. So we continue to focus on serving the domestic requirement, but we are also seeing the opportunity and possibility to export, and we will not hesitate in exporting if it is commercially viable and competitive to export.
Okay, thank you, sir. And that's all from us, and all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhesh Saikar from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations, sir. The company is doing really fair for last few quarters despite the pandemic situation. Sir, can you please elaborate on the working capital cycle, because our customers are in the auto sector, and how will be the debtor days has been, and how? Just on the elaboration on the working capital side.
A very short elaboration. Working capitals are under control. They are number of days wise either exactly same as what used to be earlier, plus minus within a few days. They are well under control. There is only the volumetric increase in our sales has increased the working capital, but number of days wise, I think they are very much under control.
Okay. There has been no any substantial just 5-10% changes.
Huh?
Just few days changes.
They are exactly same or better is my understanding. No, okay. Increase in the number of days.
Okay.
All the customers have been prompt. Most of the customers, all of them are prompt, and the payments are on schedule.
So actually, because apart from the factors, because we are facing some headwinds in the though it is because of reason by this pandemic situation.
Yeah, I understand. But even during pandemic, we had very high level of recovery last year first quarter also. So that gave us the confidence that all our debtors are active and good, and we could recover very close, I think up to 90% even in the pandemic times.
Okay.
So the current assets are healthy and under control.
Okay. So just on the generally on the creditor side, on this coking coal and all, just do we get like 4-5 months credit cycle or?
Yeah, generally if it is import, we take 180 days credit.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Baladia from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, most of the questions have been answered. Just one thing. Of 700 crore capex, how much is already spent? And what would be the capex number this year?
I expect that the spent already in this quarter is about 80 crores. This not exactly out of 700 crores, but the quarter one ending is 80 crores. If we continue in that phase, our spending could be anywhere between around 300 crores in this year.
Okay. So for the 700 crore capex, do you think you need to raise some debt, or can it be done through the internal accrual? Because last two quarters, operating profit is about 400 crore. I guess cash generation would be somewhere 270, 250 crore. So what would be the peak debt for you for this capex?
As you have seen, end of quarter one, our borrowing has come down. We have borrowed something, but we have also repaid something. So our effort is to borrow less and manage most of the project with internal accruals. But if there are different opportunities, and if we need, we will borrow, and if there is a requirement.
Okay.
Not necessarily and exactly for funding this project of 700 crores. If we do it in 2 years, we may not require much of borrowing.
Okay. Sir, lastly, any updates on your iron ore mines? Because I guess Q4, you could not lift the quantity. So what's the status there?
Yeah. As you know, we just could do the production, but we could not move the iron ore because of lapse of forest clearance or forest permissions. We are working on that. Unfortunately, some of these clearances are taking unduly long time, and we are trying to put our best efforts. But yes, it is getting delayed, and we are following up to make them operational as early as possible, at least in the second half of this year.
Okay. So you couldn't lift any quantities?
No. We will lift only when it gets cleared, yes.
Sure. Yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Ritesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jimmy Sanghvi from Principal Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Couple of things. One, I wanted to know, how do you foresee the pricing pressure on the casting side of the business? Are we seeing any kind of feedback from the auto OEMs of not taking the entire price increase, considering the significant increase that has happened in the steel prices? Just wanted to understand if there is a possibility of we taking some hit on our margin because of the cost increase, or will it largely get passed on to these guys, to the OEM, the cost increase?
No, I think the quarterly mechanisms are honored by all the OEMs, and we have been able to settle, as per the understanding, all the cost increases as per the finance mechanism. There is no failure on that part, and all our customers are on grid.
Okay. So probably the entire increase will probably get passed on. It's probably indexed, and there is no hindrance in that front.
Whatever is the difference in the index will remain, but whatever is the understanding, whichever index, whatever is the understanding, as per that, settlements are happening, and everyone is on grid. All our customers are on grid.
Okay. And are we seeing any ramp-up in volumes to around 10,000 or 11,000 tons on the casting side in the immediate future, or that will probably happen only next year?
No, I think the demands, as I said, tractor industry demands continue to be strong. And as auto is picking up, especially heavy commercial and export-oriented customer offtakes are increasing. With that, we are once again back to full production and sales. And we will definitely look for numbers which should be definitely better than 10,000 per month. But there are challenges like we faced last 2 months on the logistics and local floodings and local quarantines. Some unexpected challenges have come in the last 2-3 months. Subject to that, I think demand is good, and we will put effort to increase the output and sales.
So the July run rate, has it been something similar to around 9,000 odd tons, or it's a bit better than that?
No, that's what I'm asking. Current demand is more than our full volume, peak volume, where we have sold more than 10,000 in a month.
Okay.
And looking for that kind of numbers, and also going beyond that, because as I just mentioned, our effort is to go to 12,500. Maybe it will take few more quarters, but we have to take that journey and utilize the capacity of 1 lakh
50,000 with these three lines.
Okay, okay, fine. And so lastly, on the pig iron side, how were the spreads in Q1 and what are the spreads right now on the pig iron side of the business?
See, I don't have that kind of calculations and numbers with me. We have, as I mentioned, typically two to three months coal in pipeline.
Right.
So gradual prices will go up gradually, and what is today's price will be effective after 2-3 months. This is one aspect, which is the cost side, and iron ore is also impacting the cost side. Pig iron prices, as you know, have more or less stabilized. But whatever is the raw material increases in the last 2 months, they have not got compensated in terms of increased pig iron price. We have to see whether the things will improve after the rains recede a little bit. But otherwise, it will be
Mr. Sanghvi, do you have any further questions?
No, I think I'm done. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sanghvi.
The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Shah from iWealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Sir, first question was on the pig iron side and just wanted to understand as our ramp up is happening. If you can help us, sir, this year, what kind of sales in terms of overall volumes you are looking at on the pig iron side?
On the pig iron side, as I mentioned to you, we are moving to production very close to full capacity, which is currently 46,000-47,000 tons of liquid metal production. But as I mentioned, we have later part of the year, we have the blast furnace 2 upgrade. With that correction, we will be running full. And after upgrading, we will have higher output from MBF 2. But currently, I would say that we have done with refractory maintenance on blast furnace 1 and 2, and all the three furnaces we would be running for a few months before we stop blast furnace 2 for capacity upgrade or modernization of that. So I don't have the exact number what will be the total number for the year, but we will be operating full blast, full operation, all the three furnaces from this month onwards.
Okay. So currently, for the quarter, our capacity is close to 135,000-140,000 metric tons.
Around that, yes. The center plant commissioning will improve some number.
Okay.
Which will go from 12,500 to maybe 14,500. We expect increase in the output from Hiriyur, and subsequently towards the end of the year, once we complete upgrade of blast furnace 2, we will get close to 38,000 from copper.
Okay, got it. And in our quarter one, sir, if you can just help us understand how much will be the pig iron mix in the gross profit, because you all don't provide separate numbers. Just directionally, sir, wanted to understand that in Q1, how much will be a pig iron share in our total business?
No, I think I have mentioned 117,000
sales. We did close to 380 crores of gross profit. How much would be?
Well, I don't have those numbers.
Okay, no issue. I'll take that offline. And so last question was on the mining side, which you referred to the earlier participant also. But sir, just wanted to get more clarity. Where have we stuck here? And because we were earlier confident that I think by March we'll be able to utilize our new mines. So if you can just, sir, give explain.
Only one area right now we are stuck is the forest clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it has up and down the file movement two times, but basically there will it takes its own time. But forest clearance is what is right now holding us from startup operations.
Okay.
And it involves, as of now, it involves even central government. I think we are stuck there.
Okay. So by Q2, you are expecting that it should get clear?
It should get cleared. I am talking about H2, not Q2.
Okay.
If we get at least 3-4 months in the H2, then we can complete our capacity of both mining and transporting to client within the available time, and we will not lose this year capacity.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Sure.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Raful Devan, from an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, good evening. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. I have two questions. The first question is, once this forest clearance for the mines we get, will we be self-sufficient as far as iron ore requirement is concerned?
We are saying that it will cover about 30% of our requirement. And we have a possibility to enhance the production from the mines as the environmental clearance volumes are higher. But we are also increasing our hot metal or the pig iron output. But there is a possibility to increase the utilization from our own mines to at least 50% level.
So does that mean we continue to buy the balance 50% from the market?
Yes, we will continue to buy the iron ore from the market.
And which is iron ore from our own mines is more cost competitive?
Definitely much more. I expect it to be cost effective as we have bought at a reasonable percentage sharing. Hence, it is definitely more competitive.
Okay. And then do we have further plans to acquire more mines? Because
as and when it comes for auction, we will participate and put our effort to acquire more mines.
Okay. And my second question is, in terms of sales mix, what is the contribution currently for this quarter for pig iron and casting?
I think we are at 60% pig iron, 40% casting.
And profitability-wise, pig iron is more profitable than casting, is that correct?
No, I think both have their own contribution. It varies from time to time.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I have the last two questions now?
Sure, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The next question is from Chetan Phalke from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you very, very much for conducting the conference call regularly. It really helps us to track the company closely. Sir, from the inputs that you have given over a period of time, it looks like we are going to generate a significant amount of cash flow over the next 4 or 5 years. And which will be more than what our investment plans demand. So just like we acquired BSL Steel last year and we have successfully operationalized it as well, do we have plans to go for any inorganic routes for further expansion in near future or going forward?
We always keep looking for quality assets. And when we come across quality assets, we will definitely look for acquiring them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, from our standpoint, if we have to look at the potential growth in this business, then how, from where the volume growth will come from? That's what you are trying to understand.
I think looking at number of stressed assets, opportunity of getting a quality asset to acquire has actually improved, and we will definitely look for some of these assets.
Okay. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you, Stanford. Thank you, Gumarti sir, and thank you, Srivatsan sir, for patiently answering all the questions. On behalf of Monarch, we also thank all the participants. Gumarti sir, would you like to give any closing comments?
No, I think I would like to thank all the investors and analysts who have been on the call. Thank you very much for your interest in KFIL, and also thank you very much for your support. Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you very much.